Jerry Bader Show, 949. Moving on, but just the topic we just had about the 911 and that many departments respond, even if the person says, look, it was just a butt dial, pocket dial, purse dial. Just another, I think, example of how we're often catching up to technology these days. We invent the technology and throw it out there, and I'm not, be that a good or a bad thing, and then we're catching up to it. Quick note, the Brewers today at 12:40 pregame right here on this station try to salvage a split with the last place Cubs. I had a bad feeling about this series. I really did. The Brewers' offense has been lethargic slash pathetic in this series. Ryan Braun has gone AWOL. And in terms of if they're going to really be pennant contenders, World Series contenders, they need more offense. Pitching is wearing down a bit, but they need... They just can't go into these absolute offensive comas where they can't score runs to save their life. It's just a reality. I don't know how else to say it. I'm not panicking, but they just have this capability of going cold against anybody. Although the Cubs can be a little deceptive too. They're not very good, but they can be spoiler. It does happen. Yesterday, we had Governor Scott Walker on, talked about the upcoming campaign it's not even upcoming, the campaign that is now fully engaged, and talked about that he's going to need a lot of conservative enthusiasm, the likes of which was seen in his recall in 2012. He's going to need again. There's no question about it. One of the things that came up, I asked him about it and we joked about it, and that was that over the weekend during the Packers preseason game, his campaign did a limited launch of a new ad, and we played the audio for you. It went statewide yesterday. It's an ad that features six people looking into the camera and say they landed jobs during Scott Walker's tenure. We also pointed out how the Associated Press was, well, they won't tell us who these people are. They won't say. Why won't they tell us who these people are? Why? The immediate suspicion that Scott Walker's campaign made these people up. They're actors. They're not real. Dan Bice, after the AP did this, Dan Bice, in his column yesterday, or in his blog, followed up. Governor Scott Walker's campaign released an upbeat TV ad on Wednesday, highlighting his economic development efforts with a handful of individuals appearing on camera to say they had landed jobs during his tenure. But a Walker aide says the campaign declined to provide the Journal Sentinel with the identities of the six workers in the TV spot. Our most recent campaign ad features a number of Wisconsinites who are among the thousands of workers who got new jobs during the Walker administration, said Ali Murray, press secretary for the Republican governor's campaign. The campaign respects the wishes of the private citizens who prefer not to release their personal information. State Democratic Party Chairman Mike Tate called it a phony commercial, noting that Walker has come up short in his efforts to create 250,000 new jobs in his first term. Is there any reason to believe any of these stories are true? Tate asked. Time for Scott Walker to come clean. As I said, I have respect for Dan Bice, but this is a tendency with him that really annoys me. He deals in the supposition. Well, this might be true. Prove it's false. He did that recently with something else. What was it now? What was it? As to whether Ron Johnson was doing payback to Scott Walker when he criticized the millionaire Mary strategy. Well, you throw it out there. Everyone denies it, but you can't unring the bell. And in this case, he goes a step further, and he lets Democratic hacks like Mike Tate say that, yeah, it's false, it's not real. Are there any reason to believe these stories are true? Here's a question. Any reason to believe they're false? That's usually the premise from which we begin. And Bice doesn't realize that he's begun from the other presence. The other position, rather. Added Joe Zepecki, a spokesman for Walker's Democratic foe Mary Burke. If, in fact, these folks found employment over the last 4 years, that's great. Unfortunately, nowhere near enough Wisconsinites have similar stories to tell because we're lagging the rest of the Midwest and most of the nation, blah, 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 blah. The Walker campaign rejected an offer by the Journal Sentinel not to publish the names of the people in the ad in exchange for allowing the newspaper to independently verify the individual's employment claims. So again, operating from the premise that it's false. And here's proof of that. Bice mentioned something that is completely apples to oranges. Interestingly, the Republican Governors Association, which strongly backs Walker, is attacking its Democratic counterpart for not doing sufficient research on an individual appearing in an ad in one of its programs, one of its ads in Michigan, rather. Well, yeah, that claim is found to be false. You have not yet found anything. There's no hypocrisy here, Dan. You're hoping that these people aren't real. I have a couple of responses to this. Remember Christy LaCroix? Oh, you remember Christy. She was the Kenosha area teacher crucified, threatened, bullied after she had the temerity to appear in a pro-Walker ad during the recall. There's a precedent set here for people not wanting to do this. Many of you who listen to this show, and I couldn't find it, I went looking for this last night. Remember there was the liberal group that claimed there were all these layoffs and increase in class sizes and all this crap, you know, and they had real people saying this happened in unnamed school districts around Wisconsin. They made specific claims about X number, you know, class sizes going to 47 per classroom. Well, we can't tell you the district. We offered these people anonymity. Now, I agree, you're taking your chances when you appear in an ad. But the media didn't go berserk about that one. In fact, I had to shame two Green Bay TV stations into covering that one. And ultimately, I think in large part, because my listeners bug PolitiFact, PolitiFact ultimately rated that ad false because they couldn't substantiate the claims. Now, here's my position on this. If Dan Bice or anyone else wants to go digging to find out if these stories are true, let them. They have not given the Walker campaign nor Governor Scott Walker himself any reason to do their heavy lifting for them. You want to do some shoe leather investigative reporting? Then go find out. I have no problem with the Walker campaign letting them work their butt off to find out there's no there. If they have any reason to suspect, then they'll do the heavy lifting. Here's what they want to do. They want to go on a witch hunt. Well, this way you can just tell us. No, if there's any reason to doubt this, you've got their images. You've got the background of the spot. Do some investigative reporting. Why the hell should Walker do your work for you? You have no real reason to suspect this other than you don't like Scott Walker. So because you don't like Scott Walker and you suspect that these people are actors, he should do your heavy lifting? When you don't do the same way the other way, forget it. Now, if these people are actors, it'll be the dumbest political move of all time. For the moment, I am giving the governor something the media won't, the benefit of the doubt. They want to dig into this. Go ahead and actually dig. It's 9:58.